Hi, just wanted to talk today about my thoughts on installing Snow Leopard. As with everybody else, I was tempted to join straight away and join the group that are installing Snow Leopard straight away. But I've only got one Mac at the moment, which is a Mac Mini. Oh, bless me. I'm hoping to get another MacBook Pro early next year. So I decided that I'd wait a little while. I was going to wait a month till like the first point comes out, point release, so that I know that it's fairly stable, because I have seen quite a few issues. Had a great idea from Paul Shadwell at Paul Shadwell on Twitter, saying why didn't I put it on an external drive, Snow Leopard, install it on there, and then I can boot it in between the drive that's on my Mac Mini and the external drive, depending on what I needed to do. And if there was any problems on Snow Leopard, I still got the internal drive to go back on, and then once that's up and running, then push it over. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm making a blank drive for me to put Snow Leopard onto. It's going to run an external hard drive case I've got. I'll then put Snow Leopard onto it, install all the programs, run all the updates, and then as soon as I'm happy that everything's over and everything's working fine, I will then push that back over using Super Duper onto my internal drive. The only other thing that I'm tempted to do, give myself a bit of a speed boost, is replace the 2.5-inch 5,400 RPM drive inside my Mac Mini to a 7,200 2.5-inch drive. I have seen a 10,000 RPM one, which is supposed to be meant for like blade servers, but I don't. It's supposed to try and pull a lot more power, so I don't know whether the Mac Mini would be able to pull enough power to run at 10,000 RPM. The other thing has been, why don't I just go for a solid state drive? Again, it's the cost thing there, so I'm tempted. I will see how much money I've got, and if I've got enough money, maybe I'll go for a solid state drive. But I'm very tempted, and probably will go with the 7,200 RPM if I don't go with anything else. I'll let you know how I'm getting on with installing Snow Leopard, and how I'm getting on with going over onto a new faster drive as well. So until next time, it's goodbye.